Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hello, this is Mark Zorl with Plan Vision Podcast. So this one, I'm going to talk about how can spouses manage their investments together. And there's a lot to manage in relationships. And by the way, I don't necessarily mean spouses, anybody really involved in some level of a partnership with somebody where you're sharing your lives and your assets, your investments, and your futures. Money's a big one, and how you work for money, how you save money, how you budget for money, also how you think about your future and what the things that you want to do and the role that money plays in that. How you think of your goals, if you do talk about those things, are you on the same page with those things? So managing your relationship, maybe not managing is the right word, but working on your relationship, improving your relationship, or helping it stay healthy, and the role that money and your investments can play for that can be challenging for a lot of people. And in some cases, if your relationship is struggling or you're in a tough spot financially in a relationship and the money's not working out, man, can that make things tough? So what I've come across is that they're in some couples, they're very much on the same page, and this is kind of a non-issue. They have a good relationship, at least when it comes to their money. Others have a good relationship in the sense that they may not even agree on their money and how they save money and how they budget money, but at least they know their responsibilities in the relationship. And that's really important for having, I guess, a good working relationship for money. I got to tell you, as an advisor, I have been in some of the most awkward situations with some of my clients over the years. It's almost as if they hire me to prove something to their spouse or to be the moderator in their relationship and their finances. Hey, I'm going to hire you and you're going to convince my spouse to do this. And there's obstinance right from the beginning. And I don't think necessarily hiring an advisor to convince your spouse to believe or have the same attitudes about you as money is necessarily a good strategy. It might work. I've had some really uncomfortable meetings with people where I kind of just wanted it to be out of it. So those have been some of the more awkward moments of my career. And I can clearly tell there's other things. I'm not a psychologist, but I can clearly, there's other things going on there in the relationship. For some spouses, they're concerned, and this is a bit of an interesting feature of the relationship. They are genuinely concerned that their spouse or their partner doesn't know anything about this. They're like really into this stuff, and that's great. They kind of know what their goals are and how well they're tracking and where the money's going and all this, but their spouse seems to be completely disinterested in them. I suppose you could say, well, the non-involved spouse or partner just has a lot of faith, they're just confident that the other person's got it figured out. They trust them. They defer to them. But I can tell you, as I interact with with the partner or the spouse that's got their stuff together, they're uncomfortable about that. They'd prefer that their spouse have more knowledge about the situations. I've been in some of these meetings, haven't really been all that uncomfortable, where the spouse that knows all the stuff is kind of looking at the other spouse thinking, are you getting this stuff? And the one that doesn't seem that much interested might be looking at me with these eyes like, okay, you're talking, but when is this meeting going to be done? They're there. They might be a little bit engaged, but they're just not that interested. Maybe you just accept your roles and understand that the other partner is not going to be that interested. I did hear, one story, and this is just heartbreaking. Way back in, I had to be 2002 and 2003, one of my clients, I may have even mentioned this before in another podcast, where a client of mine, social worker at a nonprofit, told me that in the midst of our conversation, as she was rebuilding her career financially, and she didn't really have much to start with because, and they were a very financially successful couple, but in the late 90s, her spouse got all caught up in the dot-com craze and was at home, quit his job, was trading on his account or on their account, all of their money, and doing it on margin. That's very risky, and ended up losing everything. They lost their house. Their marriage dissolved. She was now divorced and really didn't have much of anything. I don't really know how much she had. Maybe she still had plenty of assets, but certainly would have lost a lot of it. And she just didn't know what was going on in the relationship. Another part of this, though, what I really want to talk about is this whole idea of how do you invest your money? Because in some of the circumstances I find myself, where there's a partnership or marriage or whatever, one spouse clearly wants to invest more aggressively than the other spouse. One spouse wants to be conservative, the other one wants to be more aggressive. And I think it's perfectly fine for them, and I think it's important that they find common ground and you let each spouse carve out the amount of money that makes sense. Maybe it's just straight up 50-50, and let them invest in a way that they feel comfortable. I don't think it makes sense if one spouse wants to be more aggressive to force that on the other spouse. I think that's a bit of a recipe for failure. So come up with a plan. You know, you may be a bit reluctant because you're thinking, well, we're not going to make that much money if we go conservative, but that doesn't matter. You got to manage your relationship and help your spouse feel comfortable about what they're doing. It could lead to problems if you don't do that. Because then what you may end up having is a situation where there's this ongoing, I don't know about debate, but ongoing dissatisfaction from one of them that, oh, well, I just agreed to put money in the markets. I don't like it. And then when the markets start to go down, then what's going to happen? See, I told you. I don't like this. We don't know where it's going to go. It could all fail, could all fall apart. The spouse that convinced the other spouse to be more aggressive might find themselves, you know, just trying to justify this whole thing, which they probably could, but it doesn't matter at that point. So if you find yourself in this relationship where you can't get on the same page with investment allocation, I wouldn't push too hard on this. I think you can still be very successful if you just find maybe common ground where you'd take half of your portfolio and be more aggressive and half be more conservative. And I think that might be the best solution for your finances and the health of your relationship too.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.